Hey everybody, this is RTC and Winston. Hope you're doing well. Wanted to drop a note here as we introduce our guest today. Dap Paxton is one of the individuals that's really having a major impact on the Atlanta area. We are blessed to have him as a friend and as a member of the organization. So we hope you enjoy this podcast. Keep in mind that there are several things that we will be working on here for 2019 that we'd love to get your help in. You will see some messages coming out from us, specifically if you've joined our community, the Rising Tides Charity, whether it's on Facebook or on our website. Please get down with us. We are really here to really help creatives be where they want to be in 2019. Not just because it's just the greatest thing to do, but because we know that there's many of us, maybe including you, that's listening to this, that are having a challenge understanding when and how and when and if and you should release your creativity. Our view is that it's now, our world demands it, you deserve it. So enjoy this podcast. We love the fact that you've been spending time to listen to this and to listen to all of the others. And look for some more coming out, so please subscribe to our podcast. Have a great day, everyone. Good evening, everyone. This is Winston Wilson with the Rising Tides Podcast. We are so glad that you have joined us this evening from wherever you are, or this afternoon or this morning, wherever you are. Remember, we are on Podbeam. We're also on SoundCloud and Facebook, and you can also get us on iTunes. So I am so excited today to talk to one of our really dear friends of myself and of the organization. For those of you who've heard the podcast in the past with the Rising Tides podcast, I've talked about my own journey and how I've gotten to this point and some of the things I've gone through from a transition perspective over the last several years. In the last year or so, I had a chance to meet this person, and he's been very, very helpful to me personally and really getting me a good sense as to how you should be part of the Atlanta creative community. So I know that was a big setup there, but I want us all to welcome Mr. Dap Paxton to the podcast. So Dap, say what's up to everybody.
Hey, what's up, world? Winston, that was incredibly big of you to say. I appreciate being in your presence. You're always a positive influence in my life as well, so I appreciate, you know, just time that we've been able to get to know each other. My name is Dap Paxton. I'm a writer. I'm an actor here in the Atlanta scene, and a creator. So I do a lot of creative stuff. But those are the two things that I count the most.
That's awesome. Yeah, so we're going to jump into those here in a second. I just want everyone, all of those who listen and who have the opportunity to hear what we're saying, to remember that our organization is really focused on helping you and helping those that you know that are creative but are holding that creativity within themselves for whatever reason to unleash it, to let the world know what they're doing. We and I personally have seen people in their lives who have bottled up their creativity, and that is not what we as human beings are spiritually here to do. So remember our two significant mantras. One is your voice creates worlds. You've probably heard that before. And the other one that we're really, really focused on is that our goal is to create content for all of those who donate and contribute to our organization, to share that content in the broadest platforms possible, and also to serve our community in innumerable ways. And so we're really excited to have this organization. I'm personally excited that we'll be able to meet with a lot of our board members here as we get ready for the next year. So again, we're super excited to have Dap. Dap is great. I've heard Dap speak and talk to different groups. He has an unbelievable, strong connection with the Atlanta community in a myriad of ways. And so Dap, again, welcome to the podcast. Great to have you. Why don't you take a second or two to kind of share with the audience here some of the things that you're working on, some of the things that you've done, and some of the things that you're focused on right now.
And yeah, most definitely. First, I just want to tell you, man, I think that this is outstanding work. Like you said, there are a lot of people who are ashamed or afraid, or they don't have the support to be able to share their talents and their gifts with the world. And I want to tell anybody that whatever you've been blessed with, whatever has been placed in your lap, to share. You have to give it to the world. You know, we only receive our greatness through giving the greatness that we've been bestowed with. So
that's beautiful.
So I just want to throw that out there, man. Yeah, thank you for putting this together and doing the work. You know, that so many of us need as artists, because it's all, you know, the thing that I'm working on, this is an example. Things that I've been working on for years, and you know, the struggle that I've had is like, okay, is it good enough to put out there yet? You know, so I am writing. This year, I have just spent the entire year just focused on honing my craft, my acting craft, as well as my writing. And so I've been writing a number of different pieces, starting with just simple monologues. Oh. I have I have a catalog of monologues that I've written that I'm about to release via Patreon.
Oh, are you doing like a one man show? Or are you doing like comedy? What are you doing with those monologues?
You know, yeah, that's funny. Somebody actually approached me because I've been letting a few people read and kind of give me feedback on these monologues that I've written. I had not even thought about doing a show around it. The only thing that I hadn't thought about it. My main focus was just to create content, you know, that is not easily accessible. And it, as an actor, we go on these auditions and, you know, we're required to have monologues in our pocket.
Right.
And they can ask you for a monologue at any time. And so you just got to be ready. And sometimes it's kind of difficult to find a monologue that you relate to, or one that is relevant to what you've experienced in your life. So I just went ahead and started writing monologues primarily from a black male perspective. You know, not that I haven't been given any other perspectives, but that's who I am.
You know, that's so interesting, because, you know, when you start to have like this buildup of all this content that you have there, you know, I know I was maybe talking two steps ahead, but you really have this opportunity to think about how do you combine them, even though you're using them for, you know, the acting world and the auditions and so forth. I am sure that you, when you sit there and you look at it, you say, wow, this can all be compiled into something dope at some point. So
yeah. That's the truth. It's a creative pursuit. It's dope content. And I say that because, you know, I trust what comes through me. You know, a lot of people kind of hesitate to call their work, you know, or give their work the credit and the praise that it deserves, just because, you know, we're all humble beings.
Right.
But I just know that the universe just sends things through me, and so it's dope.
That's right.
And so I give thanks for it when it flows through, but it also flows through my lens and how I see the world. And so I'm getting to a point as an artist now, where I am okay with my lens.
Right.
You know, I'm embracing that lens, and I'm appreciating the color that it brings to the content. So these people that are speaking in these monologues are very different people, you know, very different backgrounds, but their voices are universal.
That's so fascinating, yeah, right? Because, you know, all of us, right? I think one of the things I love about what you said is that all of us, and this is something that I always try to impart to people, is that I think there's this view that we should all like live in this one role all of the time, and that's not the reality. That's what makes acting fantastic as a profession, number one. But number two, it's really like how we as human beings, we just interact with different people. We are different when we talk to our kids than when we talk to our significant others, than when we talk to our friends, than when we talk to our coworkers. And so hence that creates this potential material for us to be able to access, you know.
Oh man, it's so rich. You know, it's so, when you think about the interactions that you have throughout your day, you know, and how varied those interactions are, and how many different people you see. I mean, it's so rich, and I just use all of that, man, and write these characters. So it's an interesting journey. It has helped me even in my acting. I feel like so taking this year to just focus on my craft and write. I feel like I'm in beast mode now.
Wow.
So,
that's cool.
So like on stage, yeah, like I've been on a few auditions the last couple of weeks, and I just feel like I've been going in here with a different type of confidence that I hadn't had prior to taking this time, which is another thing that I think that, you know, artists should think about is, you know, we everybody wants to be on this grind.
Right.
But we also have to take time to nurture ourselves.
I know you were in something earlier this year, weren't you? Like when you're in, I saw you were nominated for an award somewhere.
Yeah, that's the Jackson's Guide to Dating. So that's probably the only project that I've done, and we filmed that last year.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, I've been looking at my Facebook timeline, and I think right around now is when they released the first season last year. And yeah, we won some awards, and at the LA Web Festival this year, which, you know, we're all very proud of. And then we did a second season, which just released in September. September they released the second season, so that's on Amazon Prime now, so you can watch both seasons. And that was a lot of fun, but yeah, outside of that,
say the name again of it, because I want to make sure you say Amazon Prime. Say the name again.
Okay, cool. The name of the show is Dexter Jackson's Guide to Dating.
Dexter Jackson's Guide to Dating.
It's on Amazon Prime, so you can go and watch it.
Everybody in the audience, you're listening right now, make sure you go out and check that out. Dexter Jackson's Guide to Dating. So.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a comedy series about a guy who's recently divorced and now he's back on the dating scene in Atlanta.
Oh.
So that you can imagine.
Yeah, that sounds like that's a lot. That can go in lots of ways.
And it does. So we're actually preparing for season three. And they've allowed me to write a few episodes of season three. So hopefully you'll see some of my work.
That's awesome. Is it a like a sitcom type frame show, or is it a webisode? Is it a feature?
It's a web series. So the episodes are extremely short. You can watch the entire first season in like 30 minutes.
Oh, cool.
So it's not gonna eat up a whole lot of your time, but it's still enough to where you get some entertainment out of it and some laughs. It's well done. I'm proud of it, so looking forward to what we're going to do next week.
That's awesome.
Dexter Jackson.
That's awesome. So let me ask you about this, and I think you have a very unique perspective about this question I'm going to ask. And so how do you feel about, and I make a joke about this all the time, that, you know, we could do this podcast literally like every day with the amount of creatives that exist in Atlanta. How do you feel about the Atlanta creative community? What are some of your views and perceptions about our community here in this awesome city?
I love it, man. I love the community here. I've been to a lot of different, you know, places that are, like, I've been to New York, I've been to L.A., and I love the energy in those places, too. It's just different. And what I love about the Atlanta arts community is that it's still kind of finding its voice and its bearing, so it changes almost every day, man. But the people here are supportive. Everyone is doing their thing. Everyone is trying to find other people that they collaborate with and work with, and let's get this work in, you know, let's get better together. And let's create content. I mean, there are no limits. right now. And hopefully there'll never be limits. And I think that that's what makes Atlanta special, whereas, you know, these bigger, well, I can't even call them bigger markets anymore. Atlanta is like, it's the top.
Yeah, it's
right now, especially for like sitcoms and stuff, the episodics.
Yeah, we've become the biggest, or one of the biggest, anyway.
Yeah. You know, and there's still a lot of room for growth when it comes to, you know, I'm talking about acting in particular, when it comes to, like, the size of the roles, the significance of the roles that we're being cast for. I think there's still this slight stigma around Atlanta actors. That's being obliterated, by the way, because I've seen some shows where these are friends of mine that are on these shows, and they're just ripping up the scenes. You know, they're completely robbing the main characters of their presence. You know, their presence is felt known. So we're working extremely hard to be considered professional and the best. And really, I think that's what it's about. It's just being the best that you can be. And I've sensed that in the creative community. I am the eternal optimist, you know. Yeah. I know there's some other people with some other views, and I've heard the views. I just don't agree with them. You know, I think that there's always growth and the growing that's taking place. So,
yeah, I'm in the same place as you are. I've been sharing recently with some friends who are in the creative community a book that I read by a lady named Carol Dweck, and it's called Mindset, and her premise is really around the fixed versus the abundant mindset. And so, for a fixed mindset would be someone who would say, "Well, we can't do that. We got to be realistic. We got to be pragmatic about what this is." So 15 of us can't do a thing because there's all these other rules and constructs that somebody put in place, so we can't do it. The abundant mindset person would say, "Well, shoot, we got 15 people here. So we got 15 people with 15 great minds, and so we can figure out how to do anything." And so I think that you're really thinking and sharing that same kind of thing. And I know that you, even versus myself, you're really plugged in. In the community, is, you know, all the different people that are out there.
Yeah. I like to think so. Yeah. It's funny because we go to these events and stuff. My wife, my wonderful wife, she supports me quite a bit. Like, I always have to give her a shout out. I love you, baby.
Oh, cool. What's your wife's name? Since you gave her a shout out, you got to say her name. Nikki?
Misty, yep. Misty. Misty Paxton. So her and I'll give a shout out to my son too, Khalil Paxton. So
we
are the Paxtons.
That's awesome. Your family unit, it seems exactly like mine. Do you have any other kids besides Khalil?
No, that's it's us three, man. Okay.
That's my family unit. Myself, my wife, and my son, who is now a grown man. So you got a lot of great things to look forward to.
Cool. So my son just turned 12, so I need to ask you a bunch of questions because it's a completely different scene now.
Yeah, the 12-year-old scene is a lot different than the 7-year-old scene, that's for sure.
It's completely different, man. I'm like, yo, why am I finding out about this from somebody else?
That is exactly right. And I have to tell you, it does not end as a person who's now dealing with the 20-year-old scene. That's a totally different kind of thing. And you know, when we were 20 years old, what we were into. So, you know, there's a lot to think about. So.
Oh, yeah. I know what I was into at 20.
So let me ask you, when you think about the Atlanta creative community, this, and I know you've met and probably engaged with many people. Who are some of the people that stand out to you? Like some of the people you look to or look up to or kind of when you think about the community that kind of, you know, stand out to you?
Oh, man. My mentor is Nick Starr. He's my mentor, man. He's we've been working together since I first started professionally acting. And it's amazing. Like, our relationship has grown and blossomed. And
Nick and Princess are beautiful. Yeah, they're beautiful people, man. Both Nick and Princess, you know.
Oh, they are, man. Yeah. They are. It never ceases to amaze me how generous they can be, you know, and they are. They practice generosity, like, all the time, every day.
Yeah.
And I love them, man. They're family to me.
I love them too. I really do. As a quick aside, you know, I just want to share something that. So I had my show recently, and on the Saturday that I had the show, I needed some help with some people to do some ushering and so forth. So Princess Star, with no prompting or request from me, called some of her friends who happen to be AKAs, and I'm an Alpha brother. And they came to the show to do ushering for my show. I didn't even ask them to do that. That's like so beautiful, dude. I was like, what a blessing this is.
That's what I mean, man. It's what I mean. And it's like, it may seem small to like some people, but I mean, it means so much. It means so much. Nick cast me as a lead. And this play, and I'm telling you, I was fresh. I was fresh. And he saw me audition, and he cast me as lead for this play. And I was supposed to tour nationally. We ended up not touring, but we were supposed to tour nationally. And I couldn't believe it. I didn't go out for the lead. I mean, I wanted the lead role, but I didn't even think that I could handle it. But he saw something in me, man. And, he's continued to nurture that. Even there were times where I was like, I wanted to give up, you know. And he's always in there, you know, to push me, encourage me, to teach me, you know, put me in these roles that just challenge me. And so I'm always grateful to those two, Nick and Princess. Always grateful to them too. But also a Keith Hampton.
Say that person again.
Keith Hampton.
Oh, Keith. Okay.
I mean, not Keith. I'm sorry, Keith Franklin. Keith Franklin, who is a part of New African Grove, one of the founders of New African Grove Theater Company. He is incredibly insightful when it comes to classical theater. And so I regularly lean on him, you know, when I have questions about character building or, you know, scene study or presence on stage, that kind of thing.
Wow.
There's a lot of people, man, that have helped me. Cynthia Williams, Brenda, why can't I think of Brenda's last name right now? She's with the Academy Theater, Impact Theater is her company, but she works with the Academy Theater Company over in Hatesville a lot. Adai Moon over at the Atlanta History Center, he is brilliant.
Wow.
When I tell you, man, like, it's, yeah. Adai is—he's a brilliant writer and a brilliant director. I don't know what else he does, but in those, man, brilliant. So there's so many people that I run across, and even like my peers that are great that keep me motivated. You know, Kerwin Thompson, Jason Louder. Wow. you know Jason.
Yeah, I do. Jason, he's...
Yeah, man. Yeah, Tasha Grant. These are people that just keep me motivated and keep me wanting to, you know, be better. Ron English, it's a lot of folks.
I met Ron the other day. He's a really good brother. I appreciate him. It's interesting. You can be in Atlanta and think you know quite a few people, and then you talk to somebody, and you're like, I don't know half them people. I need to know him though. So
it's cool. You may have seen him. Yeah. And you just didn't, didn't make that connection. But I mean, those aren't the only ones. But these are people who are very close to me. There's another brilliant writer. His name is Jack Carter. He's going more on the film side, but he is one of the funniest people. He writes comedy like it just comes out of him. He just oozes. He makes it look so simple, so easy. And comedy is the hardest thing to write.
There is no doubt about that. Comedy requires a lot, and it's definitely of all the things, to write on purpose anyway. So.
That's what I mean, man. Like, these people that I just named, like, these people are incredible artists.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just an inspiration to work with them, work beside them, talk to them, just have a relationship with them. It motivates me. And so I'm like, I cannot be the weakest link. Yeah. I gotta be on top of my game.
They're all inspiration. Yeah, that's for real. Hey, so Dap, it's been so fantastic to have you with us today. Like, real quick, for the audience, if they want to contact you or reach out to you, what's the best way for them to do that?
My phone number is 770-656-9352. I am on social media, on Instagram, DapsWorld, DapsWorld, DapsWorld. On Facebook, I'm Dap Paxton, DapPaxton. Those are probably the best three ways that you can reach me. I'm not always on social media, so if you message me there, it might be a couple of days before I see it and get back to you. That's why I gave you my phone number. Probably the best and quickest way to get me.
Well, I appreciate that. That's really cool. So, again, it's been so incredible to have you. One last question. So, if you want to just share something with those who are wanting to be creative or to take their creativity to the next level, what's your one bit of advice or comment to them?
No, without a shadow of a doubt, that you are already great. Just know that, and no matter what happens, if you get the role or not, if you bomb the audition or not, that you are great without a doubt. Already, you are made that way, and there's nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to that. So that's what I would leave.
That is beautiful. It really is. So thanks again. For those on the audience, Dap Paxton, he is one of the dopest brothers in Atlanta. If you live in Atlanta, you probably know him or you will know him at some point. If you don't, come to Atlanta so you can meet him. He's just that on point. The Rising Tides charity is so glad to have you, Dap. We're hopefully we can have you again, especially as we continue to grow the organization. We'd love to have you in the future part of our, part of this podcast and some of the other events that we're having. So, speaking of that, for everyone who's listening today, we are really gearing up for 2019. So look for some information. If you're not on our email list, go to risingtidescharity.org and put your name in, because we will be having some free webinars starting in December and January. And that'll be culminating with our big event that we'll be having in the mid part of next year, where we'll really be getting a lot of creatives together. So look for more news on that. We are excited to start to make sure that everyone in the world knows how awesome the Atlanta community is, and that not that this is great, but we're here to help each other. So with that being said, Dap, again, thanks for joining us today. We wish you all the best. We know we'll be in contact with you, and thank you for being part of our community.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me, man. Again, I'm honored to be on your show. I support whatever you're doing. All you have to do is ask, brother. I am there. So thank you.
Thanks, Deb. Take care.
All right. Peace.
We would like to thank you for spending time with us on this message today. You can stay informed about the Rising Tides charity in several ways. You can go to our website at risingtidescharity.org. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @RisingTidesCharity. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/RisingTidesCharity. You can also email us if you'd like to join our newsletter to join our community at info@RisingTidesCharity.org. You can subscribe to us on Podbeam or on iTunes. Please leave us any comments or messages. We'd love to hear from you. And we look forward to continuing to share with you those that are inspiring and using creativity to encourage and serve our community. Everyone, this is Winston, and we'll see you again on our next podcast. We love you all. Take care.